I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. And I only saw a few.
Rob?
Yes, thank you. Welcome. We're going to get started our work session. I know that Sunny is not going to be here this evening. She's got a conflict at the college. And I don't know where Joyce is, so hopefully she'll be here.
She had poor meeting today.
She's coming from,
She said she'd be a little late.
Yeah, that college.
That's that college, and she's definitely a little behind.
Otherwise, I appreciate everybody here. So let's quickly go through. I'm hoping to see if maybe there's some things that we can enhance our consent calendar. So let's maybe just jump right in and look at. Now, how will this do? Like, let's go through like we're supposed to. Students of the month, we're assuming everybody's going to be here.
Ogden will not be here. Our Ogden student is working. So we're going to try to see if we can double them up for the October student. That's wonderful.
Anybody have any questions regarding the financial reports? Hope you'll be able to stay here long enough. I truly understand what they mean. Spend some time? No. I just looked at them and think, oh, yeah. Right, they're good. I'm not saying no, I still appreciate that. Not approval for the Cisco phone system support renewal. Anything we need to worry about that, or is that just good to go? Same with Land Trust or Hillcrest. You know, you see how Oasis sounds good. We'll go through there. Superintendent, you've got a few things, and I'm going to see a few things as well for. Thank you for presenting tonight.
And mine will mainly be just kicking my time down to Dale O'Curran.
Oh, when he comes later. Okay. Then committee reports. I'm not sure if anybody's had a chance to meet since we met last.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So yours will be brief and yours will be.
Mom.
Whatever time you know. Whatever time you know.
It's happening.
Joyce will also be prepared.
I'll try to be prepared.
Public participation, anybody sign up?
No.
Too bad. The bond sale report, we'll turn the time over to Zane Poole and sort of to Dale. Okay. And we have an action item for a college application. We have a proclamation. There's a sign up going around. Joyce will sign it, and then Sunny's not here. Do we have to turn it in quickly if we wait? Okay. And Rich will. Action item 3 with regards to the Nexus Elevated Strategic Plan Appendix. Jim, I think that's, we'll turn that over to you, is that correct?
Yes, and if you want to put on the consent calendar, that would be awesome.
So tell us about it real fast.
What it is the Nexus Elevated is our strategic plan as a district, and there are some ESSA guidelines and a rubric that our State Board of Education created. And I utilized that, and the cabinet helped, and we looked at all the ESSA guidelines and saw where in our strategic plan we met those guidelines, and if anything was missing, we added it, and that's why the appendix. It references everything in the rubric, where it's, and the great news is the majority of them were aligned in our strategic plan on specific strategies, pages, priorities, everything. There's a few that we just needed to give additional information, and then once you put that in the consent calendar, then that then becomes part of our strategic plan. It's the appendix. And there's also an assurance section, and we've met all the assurances and designated who does all those. And the key thing that I'd like everybody to remember, I know last year as our school district improvement plan or strategic plan, we had a needs assessment with a lot of trend data that you guys liked looking at. I'm going to continue that trend data once it's all available the next month. I'll transfer it to a spreadsheet, and we'll include that and attach that and upload it on the website as well. So we'll still have all that trend data on the needs assessment because we utilize that data to make our decisions as a district.
You don't need to. just gonna thank you, everybody, that she.
I'm okay. It doesn't need to have that. I mean, as long as, because you've already gone through the strategic plan, we just identified where it's meeting it and filled in any gaps. And that's a huge celebration. There's very few gaps to fill in.
So all of the lines then, now, as it goes
yes,
through?
Yes, it does. Yes, it's all aligned. Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Everyone's okay. We'll move three up. Talk about the action item four. Are we going to be in trouble if we discuss about four?
Four is, because James Madison's in state turnaround, we followed all procedures. Our State Board of Education provided two approved vendors that we had to use to provide them support during their turnaround process. So we compiled the team. Joyce was on that, and all the required members were on that. We did an RFP process, went through the whole process, selected UEPC. We submitted that to the state. They said, great. So then we're just now asking you for permission to start paying them, and it's not money that we have here. The state will give it to us. We just pay them, and then the state reimburses us. So it's a formal yes, thank you, because the state's approved all of it. It's their money. It's just we want you to be aware of it. And we followed all procedure. Joyce was a part of it, and Ken was fabulous in helping us do the RFP and everything. So everything was followed. And they were outstanding, the best.
By far.
By far.
It's one of those things you want people to know that we're doing and trying to help. On the other hand, it's nice to.
It's your choice.
Yeah. Thoughts? Will we, okay, remove it?
I'm okay to remove it, but like I said, it might be.
Well, it can't mention.
Yeah.
How, what if we do this? We're working with UEPC. They're doing a debriefing next month. We could schedule an update on the turnaround process and working with them.
That would be great to know where we're how
right,
we're progressing.
We could do that. So what you know what you're getting for the money.
That would be good.
Instead. I could schedule that. Okay. I will do that then.
So three and four, we move consent calendar. Action item number five, reading universal screener. Adam, is your quiet? What do we need to know?
This is our next step in our comprehensive support plan to meet our overarching literacy goal. The first one being our K-12 investment in core curriculum and instruction. Then we have our early literacy plan targeting K-3. And now our next step, which is was afforded to us by the MTSS grant, which the assistant superintendent oversees, is a way to provide structure and support for our secondary students who are still finding barriers to accessing grade level text and struggling to read. And so with the universal screener tool that we requested, we put out an RFP so we could evaluate several sources. Right now is helping us identify our reality in our secondary schools. We know we have struggling readers. Our secondary schools are taking action, but we wanted to be more strategic in that level of support. Similar to where we have a cadence of that screener in the elementary, where all students, we know exactly where they're at with their reading difficulties or where they're succeeding. And then if necessary, it helps flag to take those next steps. We wanted a similar tool available to our junior and high school. So how we would approach this with this tool is we would automatically screen every incoming 7th and 10th grader at those two levels. And through that, then it would help us identify those students who are presenting reading challenges. And then the next step beyond this, once this is approved, is working with our junior highs and high schools to start providing the systems of support in place. Then the same tool can be a progress monitoring tool, similar to what you can get out of an Acadian. Right now, our secondary schools are using a host of kind of piecemeal together. Again, they recognize they have students who are struggling to read, and that's providing barriers to access to a host of texts. But we wanted to be able to provide universal support across the district. And We locked in 5-year pricing for this. We'll pay annually and adjust as necessary, but we've locked in 5-year pricing, and then they also provided us a platform service for Maylands Peak at no cost as part of the deal, which was actually the delay in getting it on the agenda. We were going back and forth trying to lock in some of these prices for the long term.
So are there people now walking with a limp because you're involved in them, or what? Break a few kneecaps along the way?
You know, I'm tough. I'm soft-tempered in here, but you get me off the phone with a rep. Yeah.
It's the speed.
Yeah, we're excited about this move, and we're excited that the grant has offered us this opportunity. Our high schools and junior highs have been asking for more comprehensive support system, and we know that a lot of our students who are struggling in the classroom, the root cause of those struggles is their inability to access grade appropriate text. And this will get us one step closer to kind of remediating those concerns.
Any questions with regards?
The only thought I had is how is this going to allow you to know that they are making that improvement?
That's a good question. So the initial screener for grades 7 and 10, we are going to screen all students. We can't afford to have a student slip through the cracks. Working with the state and other districts who have taken similar approaches, the first thing that they said, like Wasatch School District recently kind of revamped their approach and they started screening every student in these days. Their big first aha was not how many students they identified who were struggling. They found students who were in more advanced coursework, who had obviously come up with some strategies to succeed, and then they hit certain courses as they got more advanced and they started to struggle, but because they were in an honors or an AP class, they were not thinking about reading as the issue. They were thinking maybe the student is having home problems or maybe they've lost that motivation. They identified several of those students that the core issue was reading, got them in the appropriate strategies and maybe even a reading course, and then suddenly the students started succeeding in those advanced courses. So that was their first aha. So that's why we'll do all. We know we have struggling students, but I bet we surface some students we wouldn't have identified previously. Now, to the ongoing progress monitoring, this same tool for those students we flag that need some support, whatever that support is within the school, whether it's some tutoring, whether it's small group instruction within the classroom, whether it's a separate reading course, this tool can then do ongoing progress monitoring. So it provides us both of those options.
So of the $69,000, how much of that is paid by the grant?
For the technical side, the grant will pay for all of it. And it'll be an annual. Like you said, there's the 5-year cost, but we'll pay annually. The grant will pick up all of this. This represents the technical side, so we can get that in place working with Casey to make sure it's meeting those needs. We're still negotiating on the professional development side, because we may be able to tap into other budgets for that as well. But this is for the student licenses, the technical, all of those components. What we're presenting today.
Any other questions? Yes, we kind of decided to move 3 and 4 at the consent calendar. I don't like any questions. Those two items. Okay. Sounds like we can move 5 up then.
This is the start reading program.
Start reading through Renaissance, I mean, in different iterations, it's been around a long time. It's one of the industry leaders, and it was very impressive to our committee, some of the changes they've made. And it provides our schools flexibility. They have their own kind of scaled score, or within a single click of the button, depending on what is, you know, the school it is measuring against. You can look at Lexile levels and other reading comparisons within that. But it's been around a long time. That terminology start reading is quite familiar to many people.
And Adam, isn't that the same program that AmeriCorps has used?
Correct.
In our building for several years in all of our buildings?
And it's the same program that the state just purchased for Maylands Peak as part of as part of their statewide initiative. Yes.
Nice.
Oh, and final talking point, it already syncs with the Panorama Student Success System.
So what was that again?
The Panorama Student Success System that we've been launching, that early warning system.
Oh.
They already have an API connection through Panorama. So if a student has been screened in STAR reading, if we're looking at their profile, their comprehensive profile from grades to attendance within Panorama, their progress in STAR reading will be part of that home life map as well.
You sound like you're a real renaissance company. Cutting edge. Item six for action items. First reading of the board policy manual. Section 10. Questions on that? Anybody look at that? First reading. Really simple. Are you really excited, Jim? You're hoping or what?
The only thing I want to make sure you guys are aware of, and then I'd love it if you do consent counters, the first reading. This is a work from a very diverse group of people. Parents were involved, school officials, teachers, board members. I think for the first time in a really long time, this review of a policy and also the procedures was heavily engaged with partners and everyone. I mean, it is it's a good solid work, and it's aligned to Nexus, it's aligned to ESSA, and it's produced a parent engagement guide for planning activities that now we're piloting with our community school coordinators, our gear up, and our extended day learning, getting feedback from many groups before we roll it out. We want a solid system that our parents feel empowered.
And this particular group of parents that you've got on there
represents very engaged.
Everybody.
So exciting.
You know, from the homeless to the...
Yes.
Yeah.
And they are diverse, and they have a voice, and they're using it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were heavily involved in this. So we're excited. So we're glad that you want to move it up the consent calendar. We're meeting next week to look at some of our data and get some input on our parent summit for communication and things. So yeah, they're going to maintain as a working group.
So November will come back and be the board life for them.
Yes, we scheduled both in November for second reading and final approval.
Everyone okay if we go as well?
I have a question. I'm assuming that since it made the draft that for the first reading, that the committee is good with the they understood and are good with the background check stuff. And how exactly does that work?
I'm glad that you asked that. They actually went through we broke up into different groups, and they went through every single component of the existing and asked question and fully understand that. Yes, and they actually were glad that we had that component.
That answered your question, Jim?
Well, and what is it? Because it didn't say, so what is the procedure on the background check? So if they want to volunteer for a field trip or anything like that, or volunteer in the school, what constitutes needing a background check?
That's a very great question, and this is how I answered it for them, is that we defer that to human resources, and they establish that. So, Jessica, would you like to answer that?
Mm-hmm. So, if they're going to be with students for longer than every once in a while with the teacher, they would have a background check, and then they would work with human resources. We keep them active. So, interesting, the background check, the rule is that if we have somebody's background and they are not an active volunteer for us, we can receive a misdemeanor for having their live scan print. So we have a process where if somebody's a volunteer for us, they have background, we keep them for 12 months, and then we communicate with the principal, the secretary, and we try to reach them with the contact information they gave us. If we don't get response from anybody and that they are deactivated, they're gone out of our system in 14 months. So that's just the cost. But some schools and programs are opting to help pay for the cost of student printing, because it is hard for volunteers to say, hey, we want you to volunteer, by the way, it's $60.
And they can use their title funding for that under parent and engagement.
So we work together on that part, and then that's our process for things.
So for an example, when I volunteer to go to the zoo field trip with my kids, I don't necessarily need a background.
Correct.
But when I was a DIBELS tester at Hillcrest, I would need a background check for that.
Yes. And they can't be alone.
And when you're supervising on a field trip, you're not alone with kids. You have multiple kids. You're not one-on-one.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm happy. So, for instance, the Tigerettes, when they go to Disneyland and they're gone for multiple days, do they have grandma?
If a parent is going to be alone,
they're going to be getting there.
If they're going to be alone with them.
Oh, well. Okay. What? Maybe they'll say they're not going to be alone. If they're going, like some parents will go with the students, but they're not in charge of making sure that they're in the hotel rooms and keeping all of that.
But they wander off at Disneyland with, or Disney World with.
I mean, then maybe if they're in the public setting, not alone.
All right.
Yeah. But if they have a supervisory, that would be different. They need to be background checked.
We've been getting required background checks for us. They must may not be here.
Why
are you looking at me?
I'm just
wanting
your reaction. I was looking for a reaction.
Well, thank you for having me. Just move items 6 as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Keep this up. We're going to move the kids up. Mm-hmm.
Insert calendar speed runs on.
We'll just email it to you and say thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so it's supposed to be
slow. Are there any other questions? Please. Just a quick question on the phone system. That is my question. How many phones does the district? Landlines, I think.
1,200. Yeah, this is for the Cisco phones on all the desks, not the CenturyLink offline.
Okay.
Anything else?
Well, we kind of, maybe we talked about giving awards to volunteers and people. Are we going to do that? How often is that going to happen? Maybe we talked about that. So we'll start with the next school year. We were going to acknowledge
how we recognize PTA presidents.
Right, we were going to recognize them. I know we recognized a bunch of them, but I thought that we were going to do this again.
Before the end of the year.
But I mean,
we need a system is what you're, we come and discuss that, so that's something we'll turn to Paul and ask her to help us remember that as far as finding out a way that's,
because even, in each meeting, maybe acknowledging that the other something is very important.
Yeah, each semester is so many of them.
I've been working also with board leadership and their, Scott or just the different groups, partners that we have in bringing people. So we have some on the short list that we would like to bring forward and recognize in the next few months. But we can definitely level that out a little bit, obviously a little bit more.
One thing to keep in mind is we do each year in conjunction with the Ogden-Weber Chamber of Commerce, we recognize 3 outstanding partners in education every year. Now, it's not necessarily volunteers, although it could be. One thing to keep in mind that we could certainly do smaller celebrations or recognitions in board meetings. Another thing to possibly consider would be adding something larger and more significant during our annual evening of appreciation, which happens in May.
Well, Don, you were the one that really suggested that.
I don't remember what happened at lunch. But no, I just was thinking as we're talking about it, November is a month that hopefully that people think of gratitude and things like that. If we wanted to actually do something.
Thankful for it?
Yeah, thankful for that. So we'll kick that around.
Depending on the objective, there are some common, we have an idea with like the SROs, for example, sort of multiple schools and things like that. If we want to take a look at individual school sites and have folks make recommendations, I think that's something to consider as well. That's not, but we can brainstorm that.
Yeah.
Anything else? No, I think we're going to get out of here now. We're almost done filming.
Almost.
All right. Thanks, everyone.